All right, it is Monday morning, and we have Roger Wiese in from the North Central District Health Department. Roger, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Getting a little weather out there right now this morning, so yeah. Everybody be safe.
Absolutely.
Sounds like south, especially further south, you go on 281, the worse the roads get, so be careful out there. And today, Roger, we're going to be talking about, obviously, something that's the headline of every ABC newscast anyway, it seems like, and about any newscast for that matter, and that is the coronavirus or COVID-19.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Scott, and just briefly going over what it is, there's a lot of questions if it's like an influenza or something. And it's not an influenza virus. It does share some similarities that its main host is in the respiratory tract. It's an ammonia-like virus. Common symptoms are going to include headache, runny nose, fever, generally over 100 degrees, sore throat, cough, and in some cases, shortness of breath. It can result in a lower respiratory tract infections, such as pneumonia or bronchitis eventually. Coronaviruses are commonly spread through the air by coughing, sneezing, personal contact, as well as such as you just mentioned it, right? Shaking of the hands and touching and, you know, touching people that may be being close to people that may be infected, as well as areas where people have been infected and such.
Right. So this can be spread via surface, right? So like if somebody sneezes and they sneeze on a table or a handrail or something and you touch it.
Correct. You know, that's where we want to focus a lot on trying to keep a virus at bay for the most part, at least passing a virus along. You know, you're looking at your main precautions. Wash hands, wash face, keep yourself clean, as well as, you know, how do you stop a spread of influenza and other stuff? Well, cleaning surfaces, cleaning doorknobs, such like that are commonly touched. You see that a lot in the schools where they'll be cleaning the water fountains and the doorknobs and everything else. So, yeah.
And so today we're just, like we said, it's obviously there's been a case or two in Nebraska.
Yes.
Fremont, I know Fremont and Midland University has canceled school. Nobody around here has done that yet, and that's what we're trying to avoid is having to disrupt kind of life or bring everything to kind of a little bit of a halt. So today we're just going to be talking about some ways that you can stay healthy, and this not only goes along with coronavirus, but probably just some good everyday advice, right?
Yeah.
Especially during the cold and flu season.
Oh, absolutely. You know, viruses, the main things that affect virus are temperature, humidity, and light, you know, and that's why they thrive so much in colder environments in winter and such like that. The main message that we want to be able to get out now is that, yes, we currently do not have any active coronavirus cases that we're aware of within our health district, our nine counties. So one of the main things that we just want to focus on is those proper protocols that you can do to help stop or keep at bay a virus from spreading. And that involves mainly social distancing, avoiding those people and or contact with those people and or areas where there is known infectious spread, whether that be in Nebraska or whether that be travel within the United States, around the country or outside of the country for that instance. Protecting yourself with frequent and appropriate hand washing and hygiene, as you had mentioned. And as well, if you believe you've been in contact with people that may have been infected, or an area, if you've been in an area that may be having a spread of the virus, to feel free to contact the health department. Yeah. We certainly like to be able to take those calls.
Yeah. So if you've been out of the country, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to just to contact that North Central District Health Department and say, hey, I was in Ireland.
Yeah, especially in those areas that are listed as affected areas. And that would even go for the United States as well as Nebraska, you know, as now. I mean, if I think the recent outbreak is attributed to an event at the YMCA in Fremont, or at least that's part of it. That's part of the community spread. And so if somebody was in that area, I think that instance occurred February 29th, so last Saturday and such. So that would be a time to, you know, we're definitely not 14 days out. So that'd be time to contact the health department.
You bet. And so if a person experiences the symptoms like we like you described, what should they do?
Yeah. Here's the ticket as well. If you experience an onset of symptoms, this is what's important. It's just to keep yourself at a distance from others. Stay at home. Practice social isolation. It could be for an extended period of time. If you feel like you have those symptoms that I mentioned earlier, that would be time to make contact with one's primary care provider. Now, making contact via phone call.
Right.
At this point in time, if you're not feeling like it's emergent and you're just feeling these symptoms and you're feeling sick, ill, and whatever, it's now time to just make contact with your primary care physician. And the health department and other health departments across the state, we've been in constant communication with our providers. We all have a plan together. We all know what we're going to do in the event of folks contacting or catching the virus and et cetera. And probably with this, I want to be able to stress that, you know, it's kind of common in our area sometimes. Well, I may have a little sore throat, or I have a slight fever, or I feel a cold coming on, but I got a lot to do at work today, or I got something going on, or I'm going to attend this event or whatever. I want to throw caution out there right now that this is the time not to go and attend.
Not to come in at 80%.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. If you believe you are under the weather with any of these symptoms, this is the time to stay away. This is a virus that there's so much unknown about it, and it's a new virus that is going through dramatic genetic changes, and it is spreading. And without knowing what the end results are, this is the time to try to keep it at bay. And one of the best ways to keep a virus from spreading is those folks that may come down with symptoms to simply stay away. You know, right. It's the folks like that may be feeling pretty healthy, or generally their health is in good shape, and yet they're coming down with something, and they may go wherever it might be around other people, and they're infecting other people. So therefore the virus is just spreading and it's becoming community wide. And the best way is keep that at bay, just stay home. And so you'll hear a lot of words out of the health department, practicing social distance with onset of symptoms and et cetera until those symptoms are absolutely resolved. And that may be at the direction of a medical provider if one calls, whether that be 24 or 48 hours after complete onset of symptoms after symptoms have ceased, or the communication from one's medical provider. Right.
And Roger, we hear a lot, obviously, in the news about the number of deaths, but there's hundreds and thousands that get through this okay and come out okay, like you said, after being isolated and seeking some care.
Yeah, I would say at the time, just like any illness viral activity that's going on right now, we're concerned always about those that may have a compromised immune system. Commonly sometimes in the elderly, but it could be anybody, Scott, with a compromised immune system, or somebody with maybe heart deficiencies or heart defect or whatever, heart complications. Yep. That would be the best way to say it.
But like we said, if you haven't, if you're feeling some of these symptoms, stay at home and see, but obviously contact your healthcare provider. If you're needing additional care, your healthcare provider obviously will schedule you in for an appointment. And that's kind of the thing they want. They don't want you coming in with a room full of people.
Absolutely. And that's with working with our healthcare providers, that is the best communication that we can put out there now is, I can't stress enough, call first.
Don't walk in.
Don't show up at your hospital, at your clinic, wherever. Call first. Especially if you are experiencing any type of onset of symptoms right now. The other thing that I want to be able to emphasize is it's probably time to start thinking really hard about attending those events, and also going to maybe a skilled care facility or assisted living or a communal living environment or something like that, especially if you have the least bit of onset of symptoms at all. Highly stress avoiding those places. Yeah. It may be up to the facilities whether they're going to accept visitors or not.
Right.
But now's the time to stay away, keep at bay, and stay at home and remedy your illness if you have it. And I imagine most healthcare providers would probably say the remedy for any onset of these symptoms is simply working it with Tylenol or fever reducing medications or anything like that, mm-hmm. that they may recommend. And that's pretty much right now how it can be treated.
Right. So, and again, everybody at home, like we said, just be safe. Obviously, you know, if you wash your hands once a day, now start washing your hands 4 to 5 or 6 times a day. You can't wash them enough right now, can you?
There you go. Yeah. Maybe high five Friday with the elbow, or even an air elbow at a distance of 6 feet or something like that, right?
And there's a reason why you tell people to sneeze into your elbow or your sleeve.
The crook of your arm, yep. Mm-hmm.
If you got the virus on your hand and you cover your mouth with your hand, you're going to maybe infect yourself.
Well, hopefully with this message, we're encouraging people not to be around other people and sneeze and cough and be a crook. So hopefully if you notice that that's coming, you're not around anybody doing that. You're at home. So the other thing that I want to, you know, point out with that is to be prepared. We emphasize that a lot out of our office. Now's the time to start looking at your supplies at home, food, contacts that you may need, medical supplies, whatever that is, that you would need. If you need to be at home and be isolated within your environment for a while, you may need some essential supplies. So it's always appropriate to be prepared, and now more than anything.
Right.
So,
as we mentioned, it's not going to affect, as we know it, or maybe I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not going to affect our water systems or anything like that at this time. But like we said, there's no need to have a pallet of water delivered to your house.
Probably nothing in that. Yeah. And folks can find updated information on our website. Yep. So we attain all of our information from the Centers for Disease Control, World Health Organization. We're in constant communication with the state of Nebraska, UNMC, as well as Nebraska Public Health Lab. So the ladies in our office are doing an exceptional job, and just... you know, check our website and our Facebook posts. We have a lot of communications. ncdhd.ne.gov. And our office phone number is 402-336-2406. And after business hours emergency number is, and this is posted on Facebook as well as on our website, is 402-961-1718.
All right, and we'll have that information as well, and we do on our website. But again, like we said, right now the best thing to do is just to take precautions, wash your hands. Again, we just can't stress that enough, to keep washing your hands, keep your sanitizer handy. Anytime you see a jar of sanitizer and you're walking by, take a squirt. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, and keep yourself at bay from folks.
There you go. All right, Roger. And like we said, if you have any questions, any of these symptoms, obviously contact your healthcare provider. And again, we're urging, do not walk into the clinics. Call to make an appointment. Let them know what you're going through, and your doctors will set up a time, or the emergency rooms will set
up a time. Absolutely. Your healthcare providers have been well-versed through communications from them to us and us with them on how we're going to best work the situation at hand with the spread of this virus and the unknowns with it. So call our office for any questions. We'll be glad to assist.
336-2406. And again, keep your radio on. Keep checking their Facebook page as well, and we'll keep you updated with any other updates on COVID-19 and the coronavirus. Roger, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Roger Wiese with the North Central District Health Department.